And now we head east to New York, where NPR's Robert Smith has been spending Election Day in some of the areas hit hardest by Sandy. And he joins us now from Staten Island. Hi, Robert.
Hello, Lynn.
What is the mood there in Staten Island today, Robert?
Well, you know, I'm in a neighborhood that lost power, that was flooded, and it's still a surreal sight because on one side of me are just piles of people's belongings soaked, thrown out onto the street, and on the other is their neighborhood voting place, except normally in a school, but they have no power, so it's in a tent. There's still electronic machines run by generators, but it's very dark inside. And I have to say, here in Staten Island, it's gone fairly smoothly. It did not go as smoothly in the Rockaways where I was this morning.
Why? What happened there?
Well, in the Rockaways, it was so destroyed in parts of the Rockaways, it's right by the water there in Queens, that they had to consolidate a bunch of different voting places into one big voting place. So everyone went to a different place than they would normally vote. And there was mass confusion. You think about the voters in Ohio inundated by TV ads. Here, people haven't had TV for a week, or radio, or getting newspapers. Some of them don't have cell phone service, certainly not regular phone service, no power. So all these changes that have happened in the election system here, all the polling place moves, they didn't know where to go. They didn't know what to do. So there were long waits this morning. There were people who were confused. And there were a lot of people who just said, I do not have time to vote today. I am saving my home.
But, you know, for those who did turn out, and it seems like a lot did, it's pretty impressive that they are voting and that they take it that seriously.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, once you meet the people who have left a home with no electricity that's wrecked to wait in line to vote, I mean, it really is inspiring in a way because they would not let anything stop them. You know, I met a woman who was first in line in the Rockaways in the morning, and I said, why did you get up so early, first in line? And she said, well, I had no heat last night. I could barely sleep. So when 6 a.m. came around, I went, I am going down, in her case, to vote for Barack Obama. And so she was first in line, even though voting started late in the Rockaways. They had trouble with generators. They had trouble with not enough flashlights, all sorts of problems. She did not care. That's what she had been waiting for.
Robert, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Robert Smith on Staten Island.